up your voice, lift up your hands, and the Holy Ghost begin to thank him for accepting your thanksgiving this day. Magnify his name. Thank him, thank him, thank him some more. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. Thank you for accepting our thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant of prayer, this morning it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies. Yours will follow as you engage. Number one, job restoration via kingdom advancement endeavors. Make that bigger for Jesus. In 2005, I was dismissed from a paramilitary force in Nigeria for a case I knew nothing about. Thereafter, things became so difficult for my family, and we struggled to feed. However, we were invited to this church, and the first Sunday we came, a deacon shared his testimony of how God restored his job after 20 years. Hallelujah. I keyed into that testimony and then engaged in kingdom advancement endeavors. I prayed kingdom advancement prayers and invited people to church. While things began to turn for a good, I told God I wanted my job back. Meanwhile, my family had given up on the job and they encouraged me to trust God for another. But I kept my faith alive. Lo and behold, after 14 years, I was called back to pick up my reinstatement letter. Thereafter, as I continued in my engagement towards the kingdom, I was promoted. I return all the glory to the God of this commission. Testifies Onyekwere Iwala. Please put your hands together. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. Number two, 23 years shame of barrenness and untimely death terminated. Amen. I joined this great commission battered, beaten, and wretched. I got married at the age of 25 years. But for 10 years and 6 months, I had no child. On account of this, I was humiliated by my husband and my in-laws and was later thrown out of the marriage. I stayed for another 11 years before I met my colleague who brought me to this commission. When I started coming, I was always hearing the word and Papa would always teach on Matthew 6:33. I also got a revelation on Exodus 23 verses 25 and 26. With these words on kingdom service, I started engaging in kingdom advancement endeavors, both praying for the kingdom and reaching out for lost souls. I usually dreamt of being pushed inside the grave on different occasions, but God's angels will always bring me out. I knew the spirit of destruction was in operation, so I kept on engaging vigorously, tireless and unmovably. Suddenly, God gave me a man after his heart in this commission, and we got gloriously married. Hallelujah. Bigger, 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 bigger for Jesus. By May 2016, I was confirmed pregnant and I gave birth to a baby boy. The name, praise God, David Osalumese Azamusa. I bless the name of the Lord God Almighty who delivered me from the shame of barrenness and the spirit of untimely death. Indeed, Matthew 6:33 works. The testifier is Philo Azamusa. Please rise on your feet. Lift up your hands to God. Let's together with loud voices magnify the God of these miracles.
Let us lift up our two hands to heaven, everyone, and let's give God thanks this morning again for those awesome testimonies of the raw acts of God. Give him glory, give him praise. There is no one like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, The rod God gave to me to execute this mandate is a word of faith. No matter what prayer we pray, once you receive the word, you have no way out. 10 years, 6 months of fruitless marriage, chased out of the marriage. 11 years more, and God said, I'm not done with you. As she kept engaging with the truth that she heard, God said to her, maritally, and gave her a baby boy. So grace to put the word to work is all you need, sir. It's all I need. A miracle is not a magic. It's a confirmation of the word engaged. He was working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Lord, grace to keep putting your word to work, believing, rejoicing, I receive this morning. Lift up your two hands and receive it. Grace to keep putting the word to work joyfully, cheerfully, tirelessly. All the days of my life, I receive it this morning. Grace to put the word to work, to keep putting it to work joyfully, gladly, cheerfully, believingly. I receive that grace this morning. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now listen, there is no kind of prayer of agreement, prayer with fasting, that can make you harvest from a field you have not planted. The seed is the word of God. Without the seed, sir. Oh God! Seed time and harvest shall not cease. Upon which word are you calling on me to confirm? Which word have you put to work? That's what makes the difference. Can I hear your amen? That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. May the grace each one has prayed for this morning be your portion for life. Amen. Father, Lord, I pray that you speak to each one of us this morning and confirm your word in everyone's life. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. There are no private revelations in scriptures. What I say to you, I say to all. Same time, there are no private testimonies. Dying testimony of Isaac is an heritage forever. Every testimony is a point at our heritage in Christ. Psalm 119 and verse 111. There are no private revelations. Mark chapter 13 and verse 37. What I say to you, I say to all. Now, there are no private testimonies. Whatever you see me do is a point at what I have in stock for you. Psalm 119 verse 111. So that man had a testimony of someone who got his job restored after 21 years and paid all his allowances and all, appropriated promotions. Amen. By engaging with the word. And so he got his own 14 years after. Because there are no private family members who forget about that job. Look for something else. He said, things are turning for us when we came into church. But I said, Lord, I want my job back. I want the devil to know I had no part in what they sent me out of that job for. And God did it. So wake up, sir. Nothing of value is free. There's always a demand to assess anything of value in life. If you want his kind of testimony, then do his kind of thing that he did from the word of God. If you want this kind of signs and wonders and miracles, then engage with the world that he engaged with. And then you come out with the same order of result. God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. There are quite a number of lazy people in the house of God. Lazy, just waiting for things to happen. No. That man was waiting for 38 years. He was wasting away. You don't wait. You take steps. You take steps. You take steps. He was waiting 38 years. No change of story. He was waiting. Just waiting. Waiting and wasting. Waiting and wasting. Waiting and wasting. That's not you anymore. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. That's not you anymore. That will never be you anymore. Amen. That will never be you anymore. Amen. Hey man, would you like to be healed? No, nobody. Stop that looking for somebody. You don't need somebody to get saved. You don't need somebody else to get healed. Healed, you don't need. You get saved one by one, so you can get healed one by one and receive your breakthrough one by one. God is not a Democrat. Why am I saying this? We are just about stepping into the midst of the year. A season of wonders in the kingdom. Where everlasting mantles are leveled. Perpetual heals are cleared. Where gospel begins to rise upon their high places. By engaging with the world. Not by counting years of membership. Not by counting experience. No one will miss it here. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Prophecies are not songs. You know, Papa has come again, midst of the year. I didn't come. I met it. It's in the Word. I wasn't near this word. I've not been formed when it was written. Ask it just to discover. He found what was written of him. And God confirmed what he found. You find it. You engage with it. God will confirm it. Now we have this prophetic alert that we've been running with. And then we are rounding up. God said, turn your concerns to thanksgiving, and I will turn them to testimonies. One line. And we have this very illustrative episode of the death of Lazarus. Jesus was called. Lazarus is very sick. Jesus knew he died and waited 2 days more. Praise God. Now let's go and wake up our friend Lazarus because he sleeps. And he said, if he's sleeping, it's okay, but why should we go from here to go and wake him up? He said, are you dull of understanding? I mean, he's dead. And I'm glad I was not there because of you. And Jesus stepped into on the scene, having prayed, I believe. But it didn't mean Lazarus at home, he was in the grave. And he said, let's go. They said, no, there's no point going. By now he's thinking, let's go, I know what to do. You know something about Christ? He always knew what to do. In John 6:6, give ye them to eat. This he said to them, to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do. Jesus always knows what to do. No situation can put him to ransom. He always knew what to do. And what did he do? Take away the stone, my friend. Faith without action is dead. Let the stench come out. Let fresh breath go in. And then he lifted up his hands and gave thanks. Lazarus, come forth. And that was dead, came forth. At the power and trigger of thanksgiving. Therefore, no matter how stinking anyone's situation may be, having prayed, give thanks. It will turn that stinking situation to a shining testimony. Having prayed, give thanks. Give thanks with the same tempo that you prayed, and even greater than you prayed. And he will show up. Can I hear your amen? And when God shows up, the enemy must find his way out. Jesus gave thanks. God showed up. Lazarus came out. No matter how stinking anyone's situation may be, is any afflicted, let him pray. And after he has prayed, let him give thanks. Amen. Be careful for nothing but in everything, no matter how stinking, with prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving. I have prayed. Oh God, hear me. That's what thanksgiving is all about. I've prayed. Now, Lord, hear me and prove that you hear me. That's thanksgiving. Having prayed, give thanks. He will hear and prove that he has heard. Having prayed, give thanks. He will hear and prove that he has heard. God is able, therefore, to turn any situation, no matter how closed up it might be, to a testimony. At the instance of intense thanksgiving. Thanksgiving that gets to the ears of mockers. Intense thanksgiving. Lazarus came forth. Among other things, we know that thanksgiving clears the way for the outpouring of fresh oil. And yokes are destroyed by the anointing. So when thanksgiving ascends to heaven, fresh oil is poured out on God's people that destroys the yokes around them. It's a good thing to give thanks. And the same praise unto his name is the Most High God. Then my head shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil in response to my intense, genuine, heart-seated thanksgiving. And by that oil, yokes shall be destroyed. Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2, and then verse 10 to 15. And things will begin to turn in the right direction. The enemies will give up. I begin to flourish. Dressing will be over. I begin to grow up like the city in Lebanon. I'll still be bringing forth fruit in old age. Amen. Flourish in life. In response to our acceptable thanksgiving, which unleashes fresh oil on us and destroys the hold of the wicked around our lives and opens up a chapter of refreshing to our lives. So the more thankful we are, the greater our access to fresh oil. The more thankful we are, the greater our access to fresh oil. The more thankful we live, the more freshly anointed we become. And that destroys yokes and turns obstacles to miracles. Breakdowns to breakthroughs. Turns dry lives to a watered garden. That's the amazing power that intense thanksgiving unleashes. This is also why the more joyful we are, the greater our access to the anointing. I found David, my servant, my holy oil, have I anointed him. How did you find him? I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So he found him and unleashed fresh oil on his life. 7 times a day do I praise thee. Psalm 119 verse 164. Because of thy righteous judgment. He found him and with fresh oil he anointed him. Let's conclude this morning. No temptation, no challenge has ever come your way and my way, but such as is common to man. 1 Corinthians 10:13. But God is faithful. He will not allow you and me to be tempted beyond what we can handle. And in the same temptation, he will provide the way of escape. The way. So he shows us the way out of our situations. He's not a magician. He made his ways known unto Moses, and then he asked the children of Israel. He shows us the way out. Now, this is how to assess the way out. The Bible says, thou wilt show me the path of life or the way out. For in thy presence is fullness of joy. On your right hand there are pleasures evermore. Psalm 16 verse 11. So the way out of our issues is accessible in his presence, and thanksgiving is a requirement to access his presence. Let us come into his gates with thanksgiving, Psalm 100 verse 4, and into his courts with praise. Let us be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Praise God. Okay? You want the way out? Come to his presence. How do I get there? Come with thanksgiving. Enter his course with praise. Be thankful. Be genuinely thankful. And bless his holy name. Then, hey, come on now. Here's the way out. Here's the way out. Here is 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 the way out. So, thanksgivers don't lack access to the way out. Thanksgivers don't lack access to the way out. Thanksgivers don't lack access to the way out. We had our great crusade, 1983, November 21 to 28. 8 nights of wonders. Highest attendance was 63. Come on now. In the city of Kaduna. Highest attendance was 63. And after we were done, on Monday morning, we were seated in the sitting room, and I said, let us give God thanks for a most impactful time all the week long. And then that song came alive. All the glory must be to the Lord. Genuinely, celebratingly, rejoicingly, sir. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Singing and making melody in our hearts unto God. For souls saved, there was another one person got out, gave his life to Christ. Another night, 2 people, my God. All the glory must be to the Lord. If I'm sent to Kaduna on Sunday night, tomorrow night, they don't need flyer. Just look, he's coming to Kaduna this night. Everybody, we gather from the north, the south, the east, and the west of that city. The same city where we had 63 highest attendance in the crusade, he gave it to us. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. We are somewhere in the east, had a crusade that didn't hold. were about to start when the people we hired the equipment from came to start disconnecting the equipment about an hour to the time. So there was no way to rearrange another one. So when I got in there, I said, the people that were there, maybe about 16, 20, join your hands. So I prayed and preached to them in the prayer. I said, Jesus is Lord. When next crusade is holding, we'll let you know. We go to the hotel to praise God. To do what? And by the Holy Ghost, I said, when next we come to this city, we know where to sit. And God did it. The next time we were in that city, people were sitting at 12 noon to secure seat for a 6 p.m. meeting. Thanksgiving. Don't let that situation destroy your life. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. So this morning we are going to sing a bit and dance a bit, celebrate God a bit, and let him know we have found the mystery. As we turn our situations to thanksgiving, you will turn them to testimonies. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Now, lift up your two hands. If there's any situation around your life that people wonder whether you are still a believer, give God thanks for it. Lord, I thank you because you are the one who made it to stop where it stops. It will have been worse. Blessed be your name. Jesus, I give you thanks. Thank him over your health. But he still is. Kept you on your feet up till now. The enemy wanted you out, but he's kept you on your feet up till now. We do thank him for spiritual life. It seemed to be going down the drain, but God is able to raise it up again. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. And give God thanks, everybody. Magnificent, magnificent is your name, please. That's a song to stand with. Praise God. He's all-knowing, he's all-powerful. He knows what to do about your situation. Any day, any time. Just do what he tells you to do. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. He knows what to do with your situation. He knows what to do with your circumstances. He knows what to do with your trials. Can I hear your amen? Come on now. Give him praise. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. And now let's praise him.
Magnificent, magnificent is your name. Omnipotent, omniscient are you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Magnificent is your name.
Magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Magnificent,
omnipotent, omniscient are you, Lord Jesus.
Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Magnificent is your name.
Omnipotent,
omnipotent,
omniscient. Magnificent is your name.
Magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Magnificent,
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 are you, Lord Jesus.
Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Omnipotent,
omnipotent,
omniscient,
are you, Lord Jesus.
Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Omnipotent,
omniscient, magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Magnificent is your name.
Omnipotent,
omnipotent,
omniscient,
are you, Lord?
Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Magnificent is your name.
Omniscient, are you, Lord?
Magnificent.
Magnificent is your name.
Omnipotent,
omniscient. Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is your name.
God of liberation,
omniscient, are you, Lord?
Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is your name.
Magnificent is your name.
Omnipotent,
omniscient.
Give him praise.
Magnificent, magnificent,
magnificent is all in there. Magnificent is holy thing. Omniscient are you, Lord. Magnificent, magnificent, magnificent is holy name. Magnificent is your omnipotent, omniscient. Yes, for you are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are good, your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you are good, oh, your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
You are good, your mercy is forever. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
oh hallelujah.
Amen.
All the saints in here sing hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
All winners are saying
hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
We are shouting hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We're singing hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh Jesus, you are good, oh, your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
You are good, oh, your mercy is eternal.
Hallelujah.
You are good, oh, your mercy is forever. Give him praise. Oh, you are good, oh, your mercy is eternal.
Hallelujah.
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 All winners are singing.
Hallelujah.
We are singing.
Hallelujah.
It's a sound of victory. Oh, hallelujah.
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 It's a sound of victory. Over our vestry, we sing hallelujah.
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 Yes, I call him Mebubedike, Jehovah Rapha, Mebubedike. You say,
Jehovah,
I call him Mebubedike, Jehovah Nisi, Mebubedike. Oh, yeah, let's call him
Mebubedike.
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 Agune Chemba. Otipolopo, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Ebubedike, God of Shiloh, Ebubedike, God of Oyedepo, Ebubedike, Agune Chemba, Ebubedike, Ebube, 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 Ebubedike. Oh, yeah, Nemema, I go to the chamber. I turn off the top of today. Ebu Bedike, oh, Ebu Bedike, oh, Ebu Bedike. I call him Ebu Bedike, Jehovah Rapha, Ebu Bedike. I call him Ebu Bedike, Lion of Judah, Ebu Bedike. Oh, yeah, let's call him Ebu Bedike. Oh, yeah, Nemema. Glorious warrior, Ebu Bedike, 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 I call him Ebu Bedike, Jehovah Nisi, Ebu Bedike.
Aye, Jehovah
Ebu
Bedike.
Ebu Bedike.
Ebu Bedike.
Ebu Bedike.
Ebu Bedike.
Ebu Bedike.
Ebu
Bedike. Ebu Bedike.
Ebu
Bedike. Ebu
Bedike.
Ebu Bedike. Oh Lord, we praise you.
Oh Lord, we praise you.
Somebody give him praise. Come on up. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Oh Lord, we praise you.
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 Mighty man, we praise your name.
Oh Lord, we praise you.
God of Shiloh, we praise
you. Oh Lord, we praise you.
Oh Lord, we praise
you. Oh Lord, we praise you.
We exalt your name.
We exalt your name.
Somebody exalt his name this morning. Give him praise. We exalt your name.
We exalt your name.
Let your name be praised.
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 Come on, say, oh Lord, you are a wonderful God. Amen.
Oh Lord, you are a wonderful God. Amen.
Only your dance, come on now. Hey, Grim, 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 Grim. Mighty man in battle, you are a wonderful God. Amen.
Oh Lord, you are a wonderful God. Amen.
You've been so good to us. You are a wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you are a wonderful God, amen.
God of liberation, you are a wonderful God, amen, amen.
Oh Lord, you are a wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you are a wonderful God, amen.
Oh Lord, you are a wonderful
Let's go now.
God,
oh Lord, we praise
you. 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 Oh Lord, we praise
you.
Somebody praise his name.
Oh Lord, we praise
you. Oh Lord, we praise
you. Oh Lord, we praise
you. We exalt your name.
We exalt your name.
We exalt your name.
We exalt your name.
Let your name be praised.
Let your name be praised.
Let your holy name be praised.
Let your name be praised.
Let your name be
praised.
Oh, oh Lord, you are a wonderful God. Amen.
Of praise, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Man, God always knows what to do. Your God is never stranded, and so you are not permitted to be stranded. God always knows what to do about anyone's situation. He knows how to turn anyone's situation to a testimony. God always knows what to do. Say with me, my God always knows what to do. So help me, Jesus, to assess your ways so as to find my way out of every unwanted situation. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and give him thanks for your life. You are where you are. You are who you are. You have what to have today, all by his grace. All by his grace. You're on your feet today, all by his grace. You're on your feet today, all by his grace. You are still breathing today, all by his grace. Give him thanks and praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody lost his job, and at this time, feeding was a problem. And somebody said, come over here. Come over here. And he came and encountered God that Sunday. And you saw how his story changed. Now, get somebody to come with you tomorrow. Someone has been stranded over the years. He wants a way forward. Bring him up. By the prophetic word, as per the mandate delivered to me, everyone will find their way forward. Yeah. Everyone will find their way forward. Yeah. It shall be a next level encounter that will not be forgotten in a hurry in the life of everyone. Yeah. The same way this commission has never been stranded once in 40 years, no one's life here will be stranded anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, it's a next level's banquet. God is saying, you have gone around that mountain long enough. Now, this is the way forward. Now, I'm paving the way forward for you. I'm paving the way for your next levels. You have gone around that stuff long enough. Now, this is the way out. This is the way upward. This is the way forward. That's what will happen tomorrow by the word of the Lord. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Everyone you care to invite will respond like a dream of the night. Now stretch forth your hand towards this flyer and ask the Lord, turn this flyer's toe, spiritual magnet that will draft people into your presence tomorrow for their desire to turn around. Now let the breath of the Holy Ghost come upon these flyers, turning them to spiritual magnets that will pull people into your presence tomorrow for their turnaround testimonies. So let it be. Thank you, Father. Let everyone that already holds this copy, wherever they may be moved into your presence tomorrow, be drafted into your presence tomorrow for their desire to turn around in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so shall it be. Well, God who sees your labor in secret, he will reward you openly. It shall be a service to be remembered, to be much remembered, not just for now, but for many people's entire life. You'll be thankful to God that you came in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up those two hands and speak to the day. It's your day. Every prayer you pray for tomorrow's service shall be answered. Everyone you pray for to be present tomorrow will come. Your new converts will not be left behind. They are all coming in droves in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank him for turning every of your situations to testimonies through the ministry of thanksgiving. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. There is no one like him. Now speak to the day. Everyone sees it. Sees the day. Give it direction.
You are speaking to the day right now. You are speaking to the day, giving the day direction. Lift your hand to heaven right now and begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. Remember, there are flyers. You pick up what you require and use it to advertise Jesus.